And welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Dr. Robert Marks Show. I'm excited to welcome first my co-host, Dr. Robert Marks. Dr. Marks, how are you? And I know you're excited about our guest.
Yes, our guest has a diverse resume, and we're anxious to hear a little bit about his current project called, I believe it's called All's Well Tour.
All right. Thanks, Jesse. Correct. Jesse McCartney. Jesse, thanks for stopping by. And you know what? These kind of tours, is it fun to kind of get out there and talk about, you know, traveling and your music? And anytime something new comes out, it makes you excited, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, performing live is my comfort zone. It's my favorite place to be, is on stage in front of a live audience. And I've been doing it for so many years, and I feel like I've got a knack for it. And we're just so amped to get back on the road. My tour kicks off on April 12th in Austin. We'll be traveling around the U.S. for about 5 weeks. And I'm in the process of curating the set list now, and it's going to be a really fun show. Great band. I have one of the best bands you can see to play live. So I'm looking forward to it. It's always really nice to see the fans showing up year after year.
Dr. Marks as well tours a lot, Jesse, but more in the speaking end. He's a famous oral maxillofacial surgeon that goes out there and talks about specific things with stem cells and all that. So, Dr. Marks, you know the whole travel gig too, right?
Oh yeah, I'm familiar with travel, but Jesse, I'm a surgeon, but I still listen to music like yours. I love your voice, and I think in one of your videos you featured your wife. She's a lovely looking lady. The question I have for you.
Thank you.
You're Austin. You begin in Austin on, I think it's April the 12th, and then you're in Dallas the next day. It seems like you've got back-to-back booking. Is that A, exciting, or is that stressful, or both?
It's a little of both, if I'm honest. I mean, you know, being on tour is a lot of hard work. Make no mistake, it is very taxing on your body and your voice, and you have to really take care of your health while you're out on the road. Especially now in my 30s, when I was in my early 20s, I could get away with a lot more. So I'm very conscious about, you know, making sure I stay healthy and that I'm fit and that I'm in good shape. But, you know, we have an excellent team. My crew is incredible. I have an amazing bus driver. So we just jump on the bus after Austin and cruise down to Dallas. And we try to keep it like 2 to 3 shows max back to back before having a day or two off in between. But, you know, luckily, Austin to Dallas isn't so bad. It's when you have to go from like Phoenix to Seattle that's kind of a haul, but you know, I'm used to it at this point.
And especially because, Jesse, you have a lot of other gigs that you have, yeah, other commitments after that. So when you do a tour, then you're back in the studio recording or doing other projects, right? That's the whole entrepreneur mindset of a you have to have multiple streams of revenue and figuring out other things to utilize your voice and your genius as an actor and everything, right?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think writing has and publishing has allowed me the freedom to sort of decide what I'm going to do and when I'm going to do it. It's given me that sort of creative freedom. And, you know, but I do love doing other things. I do a lot of voiceover work and a lot of acting as well. So, you know, I just like to stay creative, whatever the medium is. And when I'm not singing or touring, I'm at home, you know, writing comedy sketches or, you know, putting stuff together on social media for, you know, putting content together. That's like the new thing, right? It's just having an endless amount of content because, you know, the audience is never satiated enough. And, you know, but it's fun. It drives you to stay sharp and stay creative.
That's the big challenge, Dr. Marks, that now actors and musicians and all that they have to stay ahead of the curve of what social media changes every day. Like Google used to change every day. Now, Dr. Marks, social media changes every day.
Oh, you bet it does. So, Jesse, do you write your own songs?
I do. Yeah. This whole EP I wrote from beginning to end. I had incredible producers, obviously, to help crystallize these ideas. But this was an especially fun project because for the first time in many years, I did all of this live. We tracked all of the songs live in the studio at a very famous recording studio called The Village in West LA, where legendary artists have recorded, and you know, just incredible, like guys that have played on John Mayer and Alanis Morissette and Avril Lavigne rhythm section, live horns, live strings. And it was just really fun being able to arrange those parts and make music the old fashioned way, which I feel like is something we don't hear a lot anymore in pop music. So it was fun to take it in that direction. And I think the final product really speaks for itself. The music just sounds very rich. So I'm amped about it and I'm very excited about this sound.
How do you write? What's the difference? Like, I don't know if you ever got a chance to write a book as well. How is it different as a writer when you write songs and how you kind of get that inspiration to write a song?
Yeah, I mean, I've never written any novels or I've never written any books. I do screenwriting sometimes. I write a lot of sketch comedy with my wife. But, you know, music isn't that different. You have sort of a story that you're telling just in a shorter format. And, you know, it depends. Sometimes it starts with a melody idea and it can strike you anywhere. I've been at the airport or in an Uber and recorded a voice note on my phone that I later take into the studio and develop. You know, I have hundreds of voice notes. And then my notes app is just littered with lyrical ideas that I have or conceptual ideas that I want to expand upon. But, you know, it starts with like a melody and then I develop it from there. Or even a chord progression that I really like. I'll sit at my piano at home and write down a little chord progression that I think is nice and develop it from there. But, you know, the idea is like telling a story that people can relate to and is accessible in a new, fresh way. And that's challenging and a lot of fun. And usually it falls flat. And once in a while, you get something great.
All right, Dr. Marks, last question before we have to let Jesse go.
Yeah, well, the question I have is that you've had a previous tour called Resolution Tour. How does your current All's Well tour compare to that? Is it very much different or is the pattern the same?
I think musically it'll be a bit different. The band setup is slightly different. I have for that Resolution Tour, I think we went out with just like a lead guitarist and a percussionist and a drummer. This time we have a full rhythm section. I may even have some horns this time just to sort of bring to light that, you know, the new sound, which is very 70s heavy. You know, but ultimately the stage setup is generally the same. The venues are about the same size. And, but, you know, we try to, I curate the set list each and every tour and they get a new set every tour. I generally don't change the set that much. Once I've locked it in production rehearsals, I like a very polished show. So, you know, I spend endless amounts of hours on transitions and new arrangements of old songs to keep old songs fresh. That's a big part of the show. So every time people come to the show, they may see or hear some of the same songs, but in a new way. So that's what we're bringing to the table for this tour.
Fantastic.
And are you doing any more acting, Jesse? Are you working on stuff more to create with your wife? Is that the goal now?
Yeah. I mean, after this tour, I'm going to sort of hit the reset button, figure out what I want to do next. But I find that doing sketches on either TikTok or Instagram are just super rewarding, really easy to do. You don't need a huge budget. You know, you just need great ideas. And, you know, I feel like it's a way for people to really get to know who I am. And, you know, you don't need a whole team to do it. You can do it literally from your living room or your kitchen. So I've been spending a lot of time really nurturing the social media thing. And, you know, hopefully there'll be some great acting roles down the line. But as of right now, it's just all music and all this album, All's Well.
And the best place to go is jessemccartney.com to find out information and stuff, right? All the things that are happening or follow you on social media. Probably social media is probably the best place to be with you every second, right?
Yeah, social media is great. We keep it updated day to day. And of course, yeah, my website is great. But, you know, punch it into Google. You'll find me. You'll find the tour dates.
All right. Well, we appreciate it, Jesse. Thanks for stopping by. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Dr. Marks. Appreciate it.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah, Dr. Marks, what were your thoughts again on Jesse as we finish up, as I know you want to summarize?
He is super talented. I've listened to several of his videos. He's actually a pretty good actor. He's got a great voice and he's just natural. That's what it comes across. He's a natural talent.
All right. Well, that's again, live. It was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and the Dr. Robert Marks Show. Guys, take care.